Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Trinadapi Sunichena Tarod Ivasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This is the story of Lord Parashurama as we find in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 9 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shukadeva Goswami continued O King Parikshit From the womb of Urvashi six sons were generated by Parurava Their names were Ayu, Shutayu, Satyayu, Rayu Vijay and Jai. The son of Srutaya was Vasuman, the son of Satyayu, Srutanjay, the son of Rai, Eka, the son of Jai, Amita, and the son of Vijay, Bhima. The son of Bhima was Kanchana, The son of Kanchana was Hotraka, and the son of Hotraka was Janu, who drank all the water of the Ganges in one sip. The son of Janu was Puru, the son of Puru was Balaka, the son of Balaka was Ajika, the son of Ajika was Kusha. Kusha had four sons named Kushambu, Tanaya, Vasu and Kushanab. The son of Kushambu was Gadi. King Gadi had a daughter named Satyavati, who a Brahmana sage named Richika requested from the king to be his wife. King Gadi, however, regarded Richika as an unfit husband for his daughter, and therefore he told the Brahmana, My dear sir, I belong to the dynasty of Kusha, and because we are aristocratic Kshatriyas, you have to give some dowry for my daughter. Therefore, bring at least 1,000 horses, each as brilliant as moonshine, and each having one black ear, whether right or left. When King Gadi made this demand, the great sage Richika could understand the king's mind. Therefore he went to the demigod Varuna and brought from him the 1,000 horses that Gadi had demanded. After delivering these horses, The sage married the king's beautiful daughter. Thereafter, Richika Muni's wife and mother-in-law, each desiring a son, requested the Muni to prepare an oblation. Thus, Richika Muni prepared one oblation for his wife with a Brahmana mantra, and another for his mother-in-law with a Kshatriya mantra. Then he went out to bathe. Meanwhile, Because Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for her daughter, Rachika's wife, must be better, she asked her daughter for that oblation. Satyavati therefore gave her her own oblation to her mother and ate her mother's oblation herself. When the great sage Rachika returned home after bathing and understood what had happened in his absence, he said to his wife Satyavati, "You have done a great wrong. Your son will be a fierce Kshatriya, able to punish everyone, and your brother will be a learned scholar in spiritual science." Satyavati, however, pacified Rachika Muni with peaceful words and requested that her son not be like a fierce Kshatriya. Rachika Muni replied, "Then your grandson will be of the Kshatriya spirit." Thus Jamadagni was born as the son of Satyavati. Satyavati later became the sacred river Kaushiki to purify the entire world. And her son Jamadagni married Renuka, the daughter of Renu. By the semen of Jamadagni, many sons headed by Vasuman were born from the womb of Renuka. The youngest of them was named Rama, or Parashurama. Learned scholars accept this Parashurama as the celebrated incarnation of Vasudeva, who annihilated the dynasty of Kartavirya. Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas on earth 21 times. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, and when they became irreligious, ceasing to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmins, Parashuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. When King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, he said, "What was the offense that the Kshatriyas, who could not control their senses, committed before Lord Parashuram, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for which the Lord annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty again and again?" Shukadeva Goswami said, "The best of Kshatriyas, Kartavirya Arjuna, the king of the Haihayas, received 1,000 arms by worshipping Lord Dattatreya, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. He also became undefeatable by enemies and received unobstructed sensory power, beauty, influence, strength, fame, and the mystic power by which to achieve all the perfections of yoga, such as anima and lagima. Thus, having become fully opulent, he roamed all over the universe without opposition, just like the wind." Once, while enjoying in the water of the river Narmada, the puffed-up Kartavirya Arjuna, surrounded by beautiful women and garlanded with a garland of victory, stopped the flow of water with his arms. Because Kartavirya Arjuna made the water flow in the opposite direction, the camp of Ravana, which was set up on the bank of the Narmada, near the city of Mahishmati, it was inundated. This was unbearable to the ten-headed Ravana, who considered himself a great hero and could not tolerate Kartavirya Arjuna's power. When Ravana attempted to insult Kartavirya Arjuna in the presence of the women, and he thus offended him, Kartavirya Arjuna easily arrested Ravana and put him in custody in the city of Mahishmati, just as one captures a monkey and then releases him neglectfully. Once, while Kartavir Arjun was wandering, unengaged, in a solitary forest and hunting, he approached the residence of Jamadagni. The sage Jamadagni, who was engaged in great austerities in the forest, received the king very well, along with the king's soldiers, ministers, and carriers. He supplied all the necessities to worship these guests, for he possessed a Kamadhenu cow that was able to supply everything. Kartavirya Arjun thought that Jamadagni was more powerful and wealthy than himself because of possessing a jewel in the form of the Kamadhenu. Therefore, he and his own men, the Haihayas, were not very much appreciative of Jamadagni's reception. On the contrary, they wanted to possess the Kamadhenu, which was useful for the execution of the Agnihotra sacrifice. Being puffed up by material power, Kartavirya Arjun encouraged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamadhenu. Thus the men forcibly took away the crying Kamadhenu along with her calf, and they took her to Mahishmati, Kartavirya Arjun's capital. Thereafter, Kartavirya Arjun, having left with the Kamadhenu cow, Parashuram returned to the ashram. When Parashuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, heard about Kartavirya Arjun's nefarious deed, he became as angry as a trampled snake. Taking up his fierce chopper, his shield, his bow, and quiver of arrows, Lord Parashuram, exceedingly angry, chased Kartavirya Arjun, just as a lion chases an elephant. As King Kartavirya Arjun entered his capital, Mahishmatipuri, he saw Lord Parashuram, the best of the Bhrigu dynasty. He was coming after him, holding a chopper, shield, bow and arrows. Lord Parashuram was covered with a black deerskin, and his matted locks of hair appeared like the sunshine. Upon seeing Parashuram, Kartavirya Arjun immediately feared him and sent many elephants, chariots, horses, and infantry soldiers, equipped with clubs, swords, arrows, rishtis, shatagnis, shaktis, and many similar weapons to fight against him. Kartavirya Arjun sent 17 full akshauhinis of soldiers to check Parashuram. But Lord Parashuram alone killed all of them. Lord Parashuram, being expert in killing the military strength of the enemy, worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper or Parashuru. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, and shoulders being severed. The chariot drivers killed, and their carriers, the elephants, and the horses, all annihilated. By manipulating his axe and arrows, Lord Parashuram cut to pieces the shields, flags, bows, and bodies of Kartavirya Arjuna's soldiers, who fell on the battlefield, muddying the ground with their blood. Seeing these reverses, Kartavirya Arjun, infuriated, rushed to the battlefield. Then Kartavirya Arjun, with his 1,000 arms, simultaneously fixed arrows on 500 bows in order to kill Lord Parashuram. But Lord Parashuram, the best of fighters, released enough arrows with only one bow to cut to pieces immediately all the arrows and bows in the hands of Kartavya Arjuna. When his arrows were cut to pieces, Kartavya Arjuna uprooted many trees and hills with his own hands and again rushed strongly toward Lord Parashuram in order to kill him. But Parashuram then used his axe and with great force cut off Kartavya Arjuna's arms, just as one might lop off the hoods of a serpent. Thereafter, Parashuram cut off, like a mountain peak, the head of Kartavya Arjuna, who had already lost his arms. When Kartavya Arjuna's 10,000 sons saw their father killed, they all fled in fear. Then Parashuram, having killed the enemy, released the Kamadhenu, which had undergone great suffering, and brought it back with its calf to his residence, where he gave it to his father, Jamadagni. Parashuram described to his father and brothers his activities in killing Kartavya Arjuna. Upon hearing these deeds, Jamadagni spoke to his son as follows. O great hero, my dear son Parashuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king who was supposed to be the embodiment of all the demigods. Thus, you have committed a sin. My dear son, we are all Brahmanas and have become worshipable for the people in general because of our quality of forgiveness. It is because of this quality that Lord Brahma, the supreme spiritual master of this universe, has achieved his post. The duty of a Brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like the sun. The supreme personality of Godhead, Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. My dear son, killing the king who is an emperor is more severely sinful than killing a Brahmana. But now, if you become Krishna conscious and worship all the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. Part 2. Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear King Parikshit, son of the Kuru dynasty, when Lord Parashuram was given this order by his father, he immediately agreed, saying, let it be so. For one complete year, he traveled to holy places. Then he returned to his father's residence. Once, when Renuka, the wife of Jamadagni, went to the bank of the Ganges to get water, she saw the king of the Gandharvas, decorated with a garland of lotuses, and sporting in the Ganges with celestial women, apsaras. She had gone to bring water from the Ganges, but when she saw Chitraratha, the king of Gandharvas, sporting with celestial girls, she was somewhat inclined toward him and failed to remember that the time for the fire sacrifice was passing. Later, understanding that the time for offering the sacrifice had passed, Renuka feared a curse from her husband. Therefore, when she returned, she simply put the water pot before him and stood there with folded hands. The great sage Jamadagni understood the adultery in the mind of his wife. Therefore he was very angry and told his sons, "My dear sons, kill this sinful woman." But the sons did not carry out his order. Jamadagni then ordered his youngest son, Parashuram, to kill his brothers who had disobeyed this order, and then his mother who had mentally committed adultery. Lord Parashuram, knowing the power of his father, who was practiced in meditation and austerity, killed his mother and brothers immediately. Jamadagni, the son of Satyavati, was very much pleased with Parashuram and asked him to take any benediction he liked. Lord Parashuram replied, "Let my mother and brothers live again and not remember having been killed by me. This is the benediction I ask." Thereafter, by the benediction of Jamadagni, Lord Parashuram's mother and brothers immediately came alive and were very happy, as if awakened from a sound sleep. Lord Parashuram had killed his relatives in accordance with his father's order, because he was fully aware of his father's power, austerity, and learning. My dear King Parikshit, the sons of Kartavirya Arjun, who were defeated by the superior strength of Parashuram, never achieved happiness, for they always remembered the killing of their father. Once, when Parashuram left the ashram for the forest with Vasuman and his other brothers, the sons of Kartavirya Arjun took the opportunity to approach Jamadagni's residence to seek vengeance for their grudge. The sons of Kartavirya Arjun were determined to commit sinful acts. Therefore, when they saw Jamadagni sitting by the side of the fire to perform yajna and meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised by the best of select prayers, they took this opportunity to kill him. With pitiable prayers, Renuka, the mother of Parashuram and the wife of Jamadagni, begged for the life of her husband. But the sons of Kartavirya Arjun, being devoid of the qualities of Kshatriyas, were so cruel that despite her prayers, they forcibly cut off Jamadagni's head and took it away. Lamenting in grief for the death of her husband, the most chaste Renuka struck her own body with her hands and cried very loudly, "O Rama, my dear son Rama!" Although the sons of Jamadagni, including Lord Parashuram, were a long distance from home, as soon as they heard Renuka loudly calling, "O Rama, O my son," they hastily returned to the ashram, where they saw their father already killed. Virtually bewildered by grief, anger, indignation, affliction, and lamentation, the sons of Jamadagni cried, "O Father, most religious, saintly person, you have left us and gone to the heavenly planets." Thus lamenting, Lord Parashuram entrusted his father's dead body to his brothers and personally took up his axe, having decided to put an end to all the Kshatriyas on the surface of the world. O King, Lord Parashuram then went to Mahishmati, which was already doomed for the killing and sinful killing of a Brahmin. In the midst of that city, he made a mountain of heads severed from the bodies of the sons of Kartavirya Arjun. with the blood of the bodies of these sons, Lord Parashuram created a ghastly river, which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the men of power in government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parashuram, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of the earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchaka, he created 9 lakes filled with their blood. Thereafter, Parashuram joined his father's head to the dead body and placed the whole body and head upon Kusha grass. By offering sacrifices, he began to worship Lord Vasudeva, who is the all-pervading supersoul of all the demigods and of every living entity. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Parashurama gave the eastern direction to the Hota as a gift, the south to the Brahma priest, the west to the Advaryu, and the north to the Ugata priest, and the 4 corners, northeast, southeast, northwest, and southwest, to the other priests. He gave the middle to Kashyapa, and the place known as Aryavarta to the Upadrasta, or witness. Whatever remained, he distributed among the Sadasyas, or associate priests. Thereafter, having completed the ritualistic sacrificial ceremonies, Lord Parashuram took the bath known as Avavrita Snan, standing on the bank of the great river Saraswati. Cleared of all sins, Lord Parashuram appeared like the sun in a clear, cloudless sky. Thus, Jamadagni, being worshipped by Lord Parashuram, was brought back to life with full remembrance, and thus he became one of the 7 sages in the group of 7 stars. My dear King Parikshit, in the next Manvantara, the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, Lord Parashuram, the son of Jamadagni, will be a great propounder of Vedic knowledge. In other words, he will be one of the 7 sages. Lord Parashuram still lives as an intelligent Brahmana in the mountainous country known as Mahindra, completely satisfied, having given up all the weapons of a Kshatriya. He is always worshipped, adored, and offered prayers for his exalted character and activities by such celestial beings as the Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas. In this way, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and the Supreme Controller, descended as an incarnation in the Bhrigu dynasty and released the universe from the burden of undesirable kings by killing them many times.